News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Okay, one place where they don't drink pee, bonk, well, I don't know. Anyway, is the Italian village of Pioppi. I'm sure they do a bit of all three, but to a much lesser extent. The average man lives in this village, Paul, till the age of 89. Not only do they live long, they live well, with common aging diseases such as diabetes or dementia not an issue. So how did this little village in the southern part of Italy become the healthiest in the world? A former athlete and co-author of The Pioppi Diet, Donal O'Neill, joins us now to tell us more. Donal, how do these people live and what do they do?
Well, they live for a very long time and they live very well for a very long time. But I should stress that when we made the film, The Big Fat Fix, upon which the book The Pioppi Diet is based, we went right back to research not what they eat today, because, you know, the gold in Italy's lifestyle is not in the pizzerias of today. It's in the history and the more traditional lifestyles that they enjoyed. And Pioppi was a poor region, and the people there would have grown a lot of their own food. And it's almost like a landlocked little place of cuisine wonder, because there's no pollution in the seas. There's no really big commercial fishing happening. And these people do everything from growing their own olives to foraging and using wild herbs in their cooking. You know, the traditional lifestyle was very, very basic, as it would have been in Ireland back in that era. So we went back to really pick apart what we believe was left behind by Ansel Keys and the scientists who studied the people of this region. And it turned out that there was, in fact, quite a lot. So the book is much more than food. We go way beyond that into, you know, the lack of stress in this region. And how can we, you know, within a modern Western lifestyle, obviously, because we experience stress on a daily basis, how can we nonetheless manage that better? Because it's one of the most damaging mechanisms in the body. So we looked at that. We looked at their sleep patterns. We looked at, of course, at their food patterns. But we also looked very closely at how they moved and lived. And this is a village where the eldest man at the time of filming was 107. The eldest woman was 106. And they lived longer than the longest lived athletes that we know, who are Tour de France athletes, on average by almost a decade without any scheduled exercise.
Okay, is it too simple to summarise up the diet aspect of it as fat, good, sugar, bad?
Well, the misinterpretation of the Mediterranean diet has led to global nutritional policies that have embraced sugar. And there's a long history of how Ansel Keys went to war, essentially, with John Yudkin, the British scientist in the 1970s, who advocated strongly against sugar. But time has shown that Yudkin was absolutely right. And Keys did receive some finance from the sugar industry back at that time. But what we discovered is that sugar was essentially not a part of the Mediterranean diet in that region, and certainly not habitually. It would have been brought between families as a very special gift. So it was not something that they consumed really at all, you might say. Sugar wasn't there. There's no data to support sugar as anything but a negative addition to the food supply. And, you know, we fully endorse fats. In particular, I've seen my co-author, who's a practicing cardiologist, he actually prescribes 2 to 4 tablespoons of olive oil each day, as you would a medicine. And it is that powerful. We know it has a very powerful impact on the blood glucose response to food, amongst other things. It also affects cholesterol and lipid values in a positive manner, and he sees that with his own patients. So fats are a big part of it, but quality fats, and we would say olive oil first, and then your butter and your coconut oils.
Okay, so just to finish off for people listening this morning, the Pioppi plan, give us the do's and don'ts. What should we enjoy? What should we avoid?
Well, there's a reason why Italian chefs use olive oil and French chefs use butter. And we would say, you know, use both and don't fear fats. That's the first thing. But what we also looked at, of course, were the lifestyle pillars. The original interpretation was of the Mediterranean diata. And on day one, when we filmed down there, the mayor told us the diata is a lifestyle. It is not about food. So everything from sleep to stress to movement. You know, we know that habitual, constant movement throughout your day is a superior option to scheduled exercise, let's say. And I say that with some difficulty as a former athlete, but that is what the data is now showing, and that is something that modern life has stripped away from us. So if we can move more regularly, sleep better, We talk about some mechanisms that can be used to combat stress during your day. And then, you know, learn a bit more about food. Take a bit of time to understand what it is you're eating and what that's doing to the body. And enjoy it, because, you know, we obviously advocate things like red wine and dark chocolate. And this is not punitive. It's enjoyable. And it's a prescription from a practicing cardiologist, you might say, as well. So it's
okay. Just very briefly before we let you go, your dad and uncle will be known to some of our listeners. They were both Sean and Kevin. They were both elite Gaelic footballers with Down. It was your dad's own health issue that sort of set you out in this quest in the first place.
It was back in 2010. My father suffered a heart attack. Unfortunately, he survived that, but he was someone who had sailed through stress tests all his life, and he didn't really gain weight. He never drank or smoked, and it came out of the blue. So I just set out to investigate what possibly could have happened there. I didn't intend to make movies or write books, but the more I got into it, the more interesting it became, and here we are. But I think the message is Ireland is, you know, pushing for number one in the world for overweight and obesity by 2030. We've got a very, very big problem. And I think it's up to people to at least inform themselves before they make their own decisions. We would always say, don't listen to anybody but your own body, but at least get informed and put yourself in a position to better your health through some small changes.
Okay, good advice. Thanks for that, Donal. That was a former athlete and co-author of the Pioppi Diet.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.